Your AI agent just wrote some code to pull customer data, and it's sitting there, waiting. For 300 milliseconds, while a container spins up, you're listening to Exploring Next. I'm Iso, and this is episode 240. Boon! Cloudflare just dropped Dynamic Workers, and they're claiming it runs AI agent code 100 times faster than containers. That's not incremental. That's architectural.
Right. And the timing isn't coincidental. We're hitting this inflection point where agents aren't just calling APIs anymore. They're generating code on the fly. Suddenly, your runtime characteristics matter as much as your model capabilities.
Okay, but help me understand the user story here. Who's actually hitting this container bottleneck?
Think about it. You've got an agent that needs to transform some data, maybe filter a CSV, and call three different services. Traditional approach is tool orchestration. Call tool A, wait, call tool B, wait, chain them together. Each step burns tokens and latency.
So instead of that?
Instead, the LLM writes a TypeScript function that does all of it in one shot. But now you need somewhere to run that generated code safely. Containers are overkill. You're spinning up a full Linux environment to run 20 lines of JavaScript.
And dynamic workers?
Built on V8 isolates. Said at the same tech that lets your browser run, you know, multiple tabs without them interfering. Cloudflare's been using this since 2017 for workers. Now they're saying, what if every agent request gets its own fresh isolate?
Wait, same thread execution? That's wild.
Yeah, the dynamic worker can literally run on the same thread as the worker that created it. No network hops to find a warm container somewhere. The Dynamic Worker Loader API lets you instantiate, execute, and destroy in milliseconds.
Baboon, I'm looking at this from a product angle. What's the actual adoption path? Who's building on this first?
Anyone doing consumer scale AI where you can't predict demand. Think ChatGPT plugins, but for millions of concurrent users. Each user gets their own agent. Each agent writes code. Each piece of code needs isolation.
The economics makes sense. Instead of keeping containers warm or eating cold start penalties.
Exactly. Cloudflare's claiming the same platform characteristics as regular workers, millions of requests per second. Most container sandbox providers rate limit you or cap concurrent instances.
Okay, but security. V8 isolates versus hardware. VMs, that's a big trust gap.
They're not pretending it's easier. They explicitly admit V8 bugs are more common than hypervisor bugs, but they've got 9 years of hardening. Automatic security patches within hours, custom second layer sandbox, hardware MPK extensions.
So they're betting their existing security model scales to generated code?
Plus, they're scanning for malicious patterns and can dynamically quarantine suspicious workloads. The argument is, we've already made multi-tenant isolates safe for the public web.
Let me dig into this code mode thing, because that feels like the real strategic play. They're saying TypeScript beats tool orchestration?
Look at their MCP server example. Instead of exposing hundreds of Cloudflare API endpoints as individual tools, they expose two tools, search and execute, and let the model write TypeScript against the full API.
81% token reduction. That's not marginal.
And it's architecturally cleaner. The model can chain operations, filter results, handle errors all in one function instead of burning context with intermediate steps.
So they're positioning the execution layer itself as strategic infrastructure.
Right. If agents are increasingly writing code instead of calling tools, then your runtime becomes as important as your model. Speed, memory efficiency, security, all first-class concerns.
The TypeScript interface is interesting too. They're doing Cabin Web RPC, so the sandbox can call typed interfaces, like local libraries.
Way cleaner than forcing LLMs to reason through OpenAPI specs. TypeScript is concise, well represented in training data, and gives you a narrow security surface. You expose exactly the capabilities you want.
Speaking of security surfaces, global outbound is clever. Intercept every HTTP request from the dynamic worker? Yeah. You can inspect, rewrite, inject credentials, or block entirely. That's huge for enterprise adoption, Tano. You're not just trusting the agent's generated code, you're controlling exactly what it can reach. I'm giving this a solid A-. The architecture is sound, the use case is real, and the timing feels right. My only hesitation is developer adoption. How man?